This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This weekend, the historic Park Theater in Estes Park will have a decidedly vintage look with the Silent Movie Comedy Film Festival. 8 films will be shown over 2 days, including works starring Charlie Chaplin, Fatty Arbuckle, and Buster Keaton.
All of these actors, Charlie Chaplin in particular, were the highest paid and most popular actors of their day. They were the reason people went to films.
That's Steve Smirsch, who's helping to produce the festival. I spoke with him about some of the history of the Park Theater and this unique way to celebrate its 100th anniversary. Well, Steve, the Park Theater was originally built back in 1913, but it's a landmark that many people may not know about when they visit Estes.
Well, that's true. We've got the Rocky Mountain National Park, and I suppose that's the biggest attraction that brings people into the area. But when they get to Estes Park, there's a landmark white building. It's the tallest structure in town. It was built in 1913 as a movie theater. It wasn't a vaudeville place for vaudeville. It wasn't a playhouse. It was strictly built as a movie theater. That's why it's probably the oldest operating theater in the United States that was built initially as a movie theater. After it was built in 1913, the owner at the time, a fellow named Ralph Gwynn, built the tower itself between the years 1924 and 1926. And there's an interesting legend associated with the tower itself. Ralph Gwynn was jilted at the altar. His true love abandoned him at the altar.
And he
took his ring. Legend has it he took the ring and threw it into Fall River, which is immediately adjacent to the theater. People have looked for that ring, but never found it. So I think that may be a little bit of a legend. Yeah.
Well, it's a little ironic that I see that people have weddings there now.
It is ironic.
Yeah.
The theater does a lot more than just movies, and that's one of the attractions that makes the theater a little bit more than just a movie theater. But anyway, the legend has it that tall structure was constructed by Ralph Gwynn as a symbol of his lost love and his broken heart. The tower is beautiful on the outside, but empty and hollow on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a heart, a red neon heart, and a ring, mm-hmm. a white neon ring. So his heart and his ring are still there on the theater itself.
So, it's kind of beautiful.
Poor Ralph. But other than just being a symbol of his lost love, it's a symbol for sound because Ralph was also instrumental in bringing that recorded soundtrack onto film. It was a time during the middle 20s, 1924, 26, 27, when people were scrambling to somehow get sound onto movies. He was instrumental. He was part of it. One of his projectors that he actually developed is still in the lobby way of the theater.
So it sounds like there's quite a bit of interesting things to see with the theater itself. But I want to ask you about the festival. One of the features of this is that you have a live piano player playing along to these silent films. Jordan McBean, can you just tell us a little bit about him? And
well, this particular art form, which is live piano or organ with cinema, is an almost lost art form. As you might guess, the secret to the success of this sort of entertainment is the piano player.
What does it take?
There's an ability to move quickly from ragtime to blues to classical to pop to rock. You've got to be able to make it fit the film. To be able to do that and to be able to do it for up to 2 hours, changes in tempo, melody, changes in mood, all has to happen seamlessly as though it were all planned.
Hmm.
And the other really nifty thing about Jordan is that he can create his own music as he plays. He's a writer, and he's written a lot of his own compositions. He has the ability to create as he sees something in front of him. This is a fellow that you can say, Jordan, play me a thunderstorm, and he'll produce a thunderstorm.
Oh, wow.
Once I sensed that about him, I approached him, and he said, oh, I don't think I'd ever be able to do that. He finally decided he'd give it a try. It's going to be great. People are going to really love this guy.
Thanks so much for sharing. It sounds really, really fun.
Thank you for having me.
That's Steve Smirsch, who's helping produce the Silent Movie Comedy Film Festival happening this weekend and again August 17th and 18th at the historic Park Theater in Estes Park. You'll find a schedule of the films at our website, kunc.org.